Mama Kate podcast. I am so excited for today because we are going to talk about laundry. I'm sure you're all so excited to talk about laundry, but we are a family of eight. And so I kind of get that question a lot, you know, how do you handle laundry? And honestly, I think it's been maybe 6 years ago, maybe longer. I don't even know where I got the idea, but we have this schedule that we follow and this system that we follow for our laundry. And it is amazing. It actually works for us. And so I'm going to share how our family tackles laundry. Now, we have eight people in our family. Like I said, most of our kids do sports. Dave and I work out every day. And so we do anywhere from somewhere between 18 to 22 loads of laundry a week, the last time I counted, which I haven't counted in a while. So it could be more than that. But anyway, a lot of laundry. So let's first talk about what our children can do. I think sometimes as parents, we do not realize what our children are capable of doing. And right now, my three-year-old has the ability to put his laundry away. Now, he does not put his laundry away by himself. I am in the room with him and I help him, but he has the ability to put his socks and underwear and pants and PJs into the drawer and put them away. So I think it's important at a young age to start to teach our children how to do tasks. And it's not so that we can get less work, you know, we don't have to do as much work. I think it's to teach them life skills. I think it's so important to teach our children life skills, and starting them at a young age is important so that they can build upon those life skills and get better at them. My boys that are 9 and 11 can run the laundry themselves. They can start the laundry in the washing machine. My 9-year-old has a hard time switching it from the washing machine to the dryer just because of his height, because we have the stack. But my 11-year-old can definitely switch laundry over. And both my 9 and 11-year-olds can fold their laundry and put it away. So just know that your children can definitely do more than you probably realize. And it's not terrible to make your children do chores around the house. It's actually good for them just to learn life skills. One day they're going to have to do this on their own, and it's good to learn how to do it in the home. My girls are all teenagers. They are 14, 16, and 17, and they do all their laundry themselves. I am rarely involved in their laundry. However, the other day I honestly really enjoy folding laundry. I don't know why. I think it's just, I don't know. I get to sit down, I think, is why I like it. I just, you know, I run around the house a lot doing things. And so when I see a load of laundry that needs to be folded, I get excited because that is a task that I get to do where I get to sit. And so the other day I saw, you know, there was a load of laundry in the dryer. And so I grabbed it and started folding it. And it just so happened to be my 16-year-old's laundry. And my 14-year-old daughter walked into the room and was just appalled that I was folding my 16-year-old's laundry. And she was like, "How dare you fold Hannah's laundry? She is capable of folding her own laundry." And I was like, "I don't mind folding, you know, this laundry." I think it's just because, you know, they just do all their laundry themselves. But for me, it's fun. So I do fold their laundry from time to time whenever I have a free moment. But they actually kind of enjoy, they're very independent and kind of enjoy doing it themselves. They like putting it away. They like knowing where their stuff is. And so that's kind of how that works. Just for our family, we just kind of have taught them how to do their laundry. And I do help my 9-year-old and 11-year-old put away their laundry from time to time, but it's not, you know, they have to do their laundry every time. It's more teaching them the skill, the life skill of how to do laundry is so important. So I do start their laundry sometimes if they're not around. It's not, you know, they have to do it every time, but just teaching them that skill is so important just for life. And so we do work on that in our home. But okay, so let me tell you the thing that really changed our life in the laundry world. What we used to do was we would get all of our laundry and we'd put it in the laundry room and we would kind of sort the laundry by color or whatnot, you know, and all of our laundry would get mixed up. All of our clothes would get mixed up together, and then we'd wash laundry and then we'd have to sort that laundry again into, you know, whose clothes was whose. Now, my kids, five of my children are very close in age. And so, you know, especially my girls, they're very, very close in age. And so I would get very confused on whose clothes were whose. And my boys are very close. And so it would just be very confusing trying to sort all those clothes. And so what we started doing was each of my kids, Dave and myself, we all have our own laundry basket. And all of our dirty clothes go into our own laundry basket. They never get separated from that, except for what we call permapress. Now, I don't know if that's like an old school name. I don't feel like people use that a lot. But what we call permapress in our home are clothes that maybe are a little bit nicer or do not need to go through the dryer. So, you know, my boys wear football jerseys or basketball jerseys and they don't need to go through the dryer. Or I have like a nicer shirt. My girls may have like a nicer shirt or something. And if, you know, or a sweater, you don't want to put that in the dryer. We call that permapress in our home. All of those clothes go into the laundry room immediately and get sorted by color. And those are set aside for a different day of the week that get washed. But other than that, all of our clothes stay in our laundry basket, in our room, just by that person. And they do not leave that person. They stay in that laundry basket and they get washed once a week. And there's a schedule for that. And so what's great about it is that those clothes go into the washing machine and the dryer and they stay in that that person's clothes stay together. So there's no sorting. So it took an entire part of the laundry away that just took so long of the sorting. And so all those clothes stay together. And so that was really, really helpful. And then we just do our permapress clothes, as we call it, once a week. And so we just wash all those and hang them up to dry. And then we do have to sort those, but it's very minimal compared to all the other clothes. So what we did was we created a schedule of whose clothes get washed on what day. And that really helps because, like I said, we have, you know, so many loads of laundry that are getting washed each day. Now, we're super blessed because we have two washers and two dryers. And so they are running pretty much all day, every day. But I'm going to share with you our laundry schedule, and maybe it will inspire you. But this is kind of how it works for us. So what we do is on Monday, we let that be the day for our girls. Because our girls, they really do like to do their own laundry. Sometimes they'll try to jump in throughout the week. But Dave and I get really upset if they try to jump in throughout the week when it's not their assigned day because there's just no time. The washers and dryers are taken. So please stick to your day, girls. And so we have them on Monday. And then on Tuesday, Dave and myself and our youngest son, Thunder, we wash all those clothes. On Wednesday, we wash all of the towels in the house. So we run around the house, gather all the towels that need to be washed and get all those washed that day. That's a great day for us because it's a very, very long work day for us. And so it's great because if you can't switch them quickly, they can stay in the washing machine for a while. You know, it's kind of nice. We do the same thing on Thursday. We wash sheets. We change our bedding once a week. And so we wash sheets on Thursday and it's the same thing. If those need to kind of sit in the washing machine for a little bit, it's fine. And so we planned our laundry schedule based on the day of the week that maybe we can't switch stuff over as fast. And then Friday, I'm home usually on Friday homeschooling. And so it's a good day. Dave and I actually run our laundry twice throughout the week. Usually, Dave is the one. Man, that man goes through a lot of laundry. I don't know about anybody out there, but do your husbands go through tons of laundry? I feel like this should be a topic. I feel like men go through more laundry than women, and I don't know what it is, but my husband goes through way more laundry than me. If he was here right now, he would be telling me that is not true, but we have actually kind of made a competition out of it. And since he's not here, I'm just gonna say, he goes through a lot more laundry than me. So he definitely runs his laundry at least twice a week. but anyway, so Dave and I run our laundry again on Friday, or just Dave. And then my two other boys, George and Tate, run their laundry on Friday and they're home on Friday. They do not go to homeschool classes that day. So it works out really well. And then on Saturday, we do our permapress day where we wash all our laundry that does not need to be dried and hang it up. And so it works out pretty well. The hardest part with a laundry schedule is you cannot not follow the schedule, because if you forget and you do not follow the schedule, then the whole thing falls apart. But for the most part, if you follow the schedule everything is great. But I think the biggest thing with our laundry was keeping all of the clothes together. We just run everything on cold water, and so nothing really bleeds over the different colors and stuff. And so it has worked really well for us. But that just changed my life. So I didn't have to try to decide whose shirt was whose. And, you know, it just got really, really confusing when they were younger. And I had two of my girls were in the same size for years. And so it was just really confusing. So I don't know who told me that. I wish I could remember who told me to do laundry that way, because I would just find them and hug them. It changed our life. But we have done that for so many years, and it really has been amazing. So if you are like us and just overwhelmed with laundry, I want to encourage you, try this method. It may just change your life. It's been amazing for us. And if you have kids, you know, and they are even 3 years old, they can also help with laundry. Don't be scared to teach your kids to do chores. It's not wrong to teach your kids life skills. We don't, as parents, we don't teach our kids chores for us. We teach it for them. Just remember that. And, you know, you're not becoming a drill sergeant parent by teaching your children skills that they're going to learn and they're going to need to know when they're older. That's just being a good parent. That's just teaching them things they're going to need in adulthood. And kids love it. I mean, Thunder is our youngest. And if I have all my kids doing something, you know, after dinner, cleaning up or whatever, and I have not given him something to do, he's begging to do something. And so I have to think of, you know, a task for him to do just to participate with the family, because, you know, they really do enjoy it. So they just want to be a part of the team, right? So do that, and just know that kids can do a lot more than we realize, and they don't mind helping out. And then I think the thing for me that I've noticed with my kids is that my kids do help out a lot around the house. But as a mom, I also help them out a lot. And so I'm not a disengaged mom just ordering my kids to do a lot. I'm right there with them, helping them as well. And, you know, there's many times that I'll just go and, you know, start the laundry for my kids, or fold their clothes, or put their clothes away, or, you know, just do something, because it's not them doing the task that I want. It's them learning the skill that I want. And there's a difference in that. So anyway, I hope this helps somebody. Hopefully you will maybe just enjoy laundry a little bit more. I know for me, I really love folding laundry. Don't mind starting laundry, running the laundry. I absolutely hate putting laundry away. I would rather do anything but put laundry away. So don't know where you're at with that, but we all have a part of laundry we don't enjoy. But hey, it's just something we've got to do, right? Something we need to do in life, laundry. Hope you guys have a great week.
Thanks for joining us for the Mama Kate podcast as we talked about all things laundry. Hopefully you now have some new ideas on how to manage your laundry schedule and keep it organized. Be sure to check out our website, mamakate.com, for some bonus materials. That's mamakate.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to the Mama Kate podcast, because we'll have new episodes every Monday morning. Well, that's it. We hope you have a wonderful week, and thanks for listening to the Mama Kate podcast.